Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Actually seeing a sliver of sunshine out here in Parma at Tri-C West at Ron Model Field, where later on tonight, 7 o'clock, St. Ignatius takes on Amherst. You can hear that game on WEOL.com, stream 2 in the Baseball Division I Regional Semifinal, one of three baseball and softball games that we have for you a little bit later on this evening. We welcome you back into Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch out here in Parma. Matt Douglas is back in studio control. And time now for us to head to the hotline to bring in our first two guests of today's show. We have Melissa Shirley and Megan Neff with North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation. Melissa and Megan, how are you today?
Good. How you doing, Andy?
Oh, so far so good. And I know you guys are going to be very busy this summer. You have a lot of wonderful events lined up. And let's begin with the most recent one. This Saturday, June 1st, is the Touch a Truck event. What all is happening at Touch a Truck this Saturday?
We have 25 different vehicles from all around the city. North Ridgeville Police Department, they're going to bring the Lorain County SWAT officers, and Officer Larkin will bring in K-9 Leo with him. We're also going to have Lorain County Bomb Squad, and they're going to show everyone their bomb robots, just to name a few. And then the Fire Department of North Ridgeville is going to bring their ambulance and fire truck. North Ridgeville City Schools is going to bring a school bus. We also have Volk and Bushel bringing a Model T truck. So a lot of different vehicles, a lot of unique vehicles, just a unique event for all to see in the community.
Megan, you had me at bomb robots. Are they going to display kind of how those move and do their thing? Do you know?
Yeah, so we had them last year with us. It was really cool. They actually, you know, control the robots and actually let you go inside the truck that they use to analyze the different materials.
Wow, that's awesome. So a lot to learn while you're out there at Touch a Truck.
Correct.
And it sounds like, you know, based on some of the things you've mentioned here, is that this is an event that is going to be extraordinarily interactive. And, boy, it sounds like this is really going to be open and attractive to all age ranges.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we also have an equipter. Have you ever heard of what an equipter is? I mean, Legacy Roofing will bring that. You know, we have a local Heroes United for Kids. They're going to have Optimus Prime walking around to take pictures. Also, Pink Panther is going to show up. He's going to have some fun things to do. South of the Square Collision Center, they're our big sponsor for this year. We really appreciate what they've done to help us make this a successful event. They're going to be raffling off a big wheel, and also Dog Days, who has helped us. They're going to be raffling off a toolbox valued at $200, and hopefully this weather will hold off. I know you guys were just talking about the weather. We have University Hospitals bringing a helicopter from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Very nice. Now, I'm awfully excited about Optimus Prime and the Pink Panther, but you mentioned an equipter. Well, what exactly is an equipter? How does this work?
So I guess everyone's going to have to come out to Touch a Truck and see what it is and let Legacy Roofing explain that to them.
Okay, fair enough. I'd never really heard of an equipter, but it does sound awfully interesting. One of many reasons to head on down to the Touch a Truck event this Saturday, June 1st. Again, Melissa Shirley, Megan Neff joining us with North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation, and we'll transition now from Touch a Truck to some more summer concert series events. You guys have a lot of exciting things happening over the next couple of months. The summer concert series always goes over extraordinarily well. Do you guys have all the bands lined up? Do you guys have the schedule ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, we do have the lineup. Megan here can tell you what our lineup is. She will actually be our site supervisor who will handle everything. So if anyone comes out, say hi to her. But she'll take over here and let you know who's who and come into play some fun music for us for free in our park.
All right, Megan, well, what do you have lined up here for us? So what kinds of bands are going to be there this summer, and where exactly is this taking place?
Well, to let you know, it's going to be at South Central Park at the gazebo. To kick everything off on June 14th will be the agenda, and they pretty much play classic rock, modern rock, and a little bit of country.
Very nice. And then who comes in after them?
We got June 28th, and that'll be the Jam Machine, and they'll be playing all the hits. Following that will be July 12th, Scott Nolby. They play pop, reggae, classic rock hits. And then we have July 26th, the Queen Bees, and they'll be playing the blues and classic rock. And to finish off the summer concert series, on August 16th, we have Grupo San Gitano, and they'll be playing Latin Fusion.
So you guys are touching almost every genre of music. That's pretty impressive. How did you guys put this list together? Was it just one of those deals where you guys collectively got together as a group and said, you know, have you guys heard certain bands as we try and touch every single category of music that you can think of? How did you guys put this list together?
Yeah, we just kind of wanted to cater to everyone. I know last year we had different groups, and I had gotten great feedback in regards to that. So we came up together with some ideas to reach every single genre. So it'll be a good time for everyone to explore different tastes and to come out and see the music that they enjoy.
Very cool stuff. Again, the summer concert series gets going here in just a couple of weeks, and that's not the only thing you guys have happening throughout the course of the summer. I know you guys have had a lot of success in years past with the movies in the park nights. I know those are set to return. Where and when and what movies are going to be playing in that series this year?
Well, in between every other Friday from the concerts, we have at the same location near the gazebo in South Central Park. We have our first movie, June 21st, The Little Mermaid. I'm a big Disney fan, so I'm quite excited about that. And then we have July 5th, we have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I hear great things about that from all the kids I've, like, ran into. They're quite excited about it. And then July 19th, we have Incredibles 2. And then August 2nd, finishing the movies in the park, will be Aquaman.
Very cool. So it sounds like you guys have a lot of cool things lined up for the kids as well. And I think for mom and dad listening out there right now, that would be a real nice place to take the kids at night. And I've heard nothing but great things about movies in the park. And as long as you guys get enough cooperation from Mother Nature, you guys should be just fine. But there's certainly a lot happening in North Ridgeville over the summer. And I want to hit on one last thing here. Just kind of taking a look at the Parks and Rec website earlier today, I was blown away by the number of athletic camps that you guys have taking place over the next few months as well while the kids are out of school. Can you shed some light on that? What kinds of athletic camps do you guys have taking place over the next 2 months?
I have a football camp. We have a basketball camp for boys and girls. It's a partnership that we have with the school system. So, again, you know, the schools, they've partnered with us really well. Also, wanted to just touch base while we're talking about the schools, Andy. We're partnering with the school for their summer kickoff with the Touch-A-Truck that Saturday. So I know Touch-A-Truck's from 10 a.m. to noon, but there's also in Ranger Stadium where these camps are taking place. They will also have summer kickoff. And, you know, you can do all different kinds of activities. The Girl Scouts will be there. The marching band will be there. I heard the track team might be there. Just some fun stuff to do for free, not only in the high school parking lot, but in the Ranger Stadium with the school.
And we love Ranger Stadium, one of our favorite places to broadcast from in the area. That is a beautiful facility. But it's also cool to hear you guys are working very closely with the schools as well. Always great collaborating with the school to see that you guys are working together with them and really using them to help out with all the great things you have coming up over the next couple of months. Melissa and Megan, we appreciate you guys joining us. Before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering if there's a place where they can go to see the schedule of events taking place with the movies in the park and the summer concert series, and also to get some more information on the athletic camps as well, where can they go to get that information?
www.nridgeville.org/parksandrec. And for those of you that are Facebook savvy, you can check out our Facebook page at nridgeville parks and rec.
Very good stuff. Well, Melissa and Megan, we appreciate the time so much. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you get nothing but sunshine this Saturday for the Touch-A-Truck event.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Again, Melissa Shirley and Megan Neff with North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about all the great summer events happening in North Ridgeville, from Touch-A-Truck this Saturday to the movies in the park, the summer concert series, and all of their athletic camps. It'll be a busy summer in North Ridgeville for sure. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we approach the top of the hour here in a couple of moments. We'll get to Your Money Now. Then Matt Douglas will give us an update on the local news. And coming up at 4:10, we're talking Tribe with Jim Ingram with the Chronicle-Telegram, the Medina Gazette, and a special contributor to Forbes as well. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this here on AM 930 WEOL.
Celebrate Southern family hospitality and charm. Visit Uncle Bo's Slow and Low. It takes long hours of low temperatures to create masterful smokehouse-style barbecue. At Uncle Bo's Slow and Low Barbecue and Bar, it's all about the rub, the meat, and the smoke. The difference is the love, time, and effort it takes to do it right. Get a free sample before you order it, then settle in for real Southern-style comfort food. Uncle Bo's Slow and Low, open Wednesday through Sunday at Midway Mall Boulevard.
Join United Way for the most entertaining event of the summer, Spellebrate Lorain County, a fun spelling bee for adults where you don't have to be a good speller to have a great time. Spellebrate